Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
East over heart, he ate her socks. He might not be that smart. He's the Duke of Rock.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Everybody's invited to the party today over at Hope's house.
Oh, good.
Today's Duke's Gotcha Day.
Yay!
1 year. 1 year of you chasing that dog around Penfield.
Chasing that dog around Henrietta, Penfield. And if she's not chasing him, she's talking about how she's fearful of chasing him. How she has nightmares
we
of chasing
him. We just spent
the
last 3 minutes of why having off a fenced-in yard would not work for Duke.
No.
He's escaped fenced-in yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them.
So, on this day, a year ago.
It's like a proclamation. On this day.
On this day, on the year of our Lord, 2000. I remember you saying there's a dog at the Lollipop Farms that I love, but I don't think I can get a dog. I'm not going to get a dog.
All week, I agonized with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, I was like, well, what about this? And what about this? And
talking yourself right out of it.
The second she said, I'm going to visit a dog at Lollipop Farm.
I was like, it's like we're going to the zoo.
I said, she's going to get this dog.
It's like you go to the zoo, you don't bring that elephant home with you.
Well, what's funny is,
oh my God,
you had no electric. Like your electric went out that day.
So the morning that we got Duke, I am up, I'm hanging out, and like the Wi-Fi is out and I can't turn the lights on. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I see all these people in my driveway. And I was like, that's weird. So I walk outside and our driveway is on fire. A tree had fallen into the electrical wires and all of the brush on the hill had been on fire and was smoking. So there's the fire department's there. So I run back and I get Mallory. And I'm like, the driveway's on fire. There's no power. And she was like, oh, well, can't stay home. The power's out. Might as well go get a dog.
And that's exactly what they did.
But you'd been thinking about it. It's not like it was a spur of the moment.
I spent more time agonizing over whether or not to adopt Duke than I spent debating if I should buy my condo.
Was it a debate in your head about a dog in general or Duke? Because Duke has got a lot of energy.
Well, I think a dog in general, but also I grew up with a 10-pound Maltese, and Duke is a 100-pound German Shepherd.
Yes.
And so it wasn't
so
just like
sweet.
The act of getting an animal, but getting one that was 15 times the
Let
size
me tell you
that
something.
I'm used to.
As someone who knew you before and now after, Duke really is the best thing that's ever happened to you. Really. I know that he puts fear in your heart. Because you're scared you're going to lose him. But that's only because you love him so much. Like, seriously. And you can't picture your life without him, right?
Right.
So, how are you going to celebrate your Gotcha Day?
Well, I feel like I got to go to the store, get him a new toy, get him some of his favorite treats, got to restock up on cucumbers and celery. Maybe we'll go crazy. We'll get some, you know, peanut butter to throw in there. But
your dog eats celery?
He loves celery. Celery, carrots, and cucumbers. I gave him bones. He's like, I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do
with this?
He
wants the crunch of a cucumber.
He's a vegetarian dog.
You know, we all talk to our pets, but our pets can actually talk back to us. And I'm sure some of you have seen this. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You guys seen the buttons that you put on the floor?
Yes.
And the dogs go up and they tap it with their little nose and it says, hungry? Or
I almost bought, because I want to teach Renly how to tell me things. And so, like, we were going through Kohl's yesterday and they have a starter kit, which is one button that just says outside. And then, like, you can get the four buttons and then the talking kit with the essential words. You know,
sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
what I mean?
I think you're, well, what would your essential words be? Outside.
Walk.
Hungry.
Play. Water. Outside. Eat. And of course, love you.
Oh.
Love you. Love you. How cute is that? Dogs keep.
There.
Love you. Oh, I love you too.
There is a potbelly pig that is blowing up on the internets that uses the buttons. But the pig has like 15 or 20 of them, right?
I love the videos of Merlin.
Merlin, the potbelly pig.
My favorite button that Merlin has is when they don't get their way. It goes, child abuse, child abuse.
This is so, I don't know when this started, where we found out that the dogs could talk to us through these buttons, but yeah. I love everything about it. I love it.
Well, I got myself a set of these buttons.
Oh, did you?
I don't have a dog, though.
You have a cat. You have two cats.
I have a cat. But I think instead of coming in here and talking from now on, I think I'm just going to use the buttons. So.
Billy, did you eat
your
lunch?
You're going to go on vocal rest?
I don't know if I need vocal rest, but I'm just going to respond with the buttons from now on.
Treat.
Treat.
Treat. I think hungry.
He's hungry.
Outside.
He needs to go outside.
You are capable of getting yourself all of these things.
Whiskey. Walk.
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
You have thumbs. You can get your own whiskey.
Mad.
You're mad at me?
Mad.
Oh, jeez.
Leave me alone.
All right. You know what,
Whiskey.
Billy?
Leave me alone. Whiskey.
This story makes me think of Mean Girls when they're like, these calcium bars suck. What's in them? All I'm doing is gaining weight.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Well, that's because that's exactly what happened here. This is what happened, people. Hope over here brought in not one, but several.
All right, this isn't my fault.
This is all your fault. It's you brought these in.
I'm not the one who made these bars.
All right, simmer down.
I thought I'm doing something nice, bringing food in for my coworkers.
I'm just going to say this once. I'm sorry, before I just need to interrupt. I'm fat because of this.
I don't think I saw you eat one of these ones.
Me too. I'm totes fat because of this. You know those David protein bars? The David really expensive ones.
They have
ones.
Like a gold foil wrap.
And there's like 30 grams of protein and like 5
this
calories.
This is the best thing ever. Well, it ends up the founder of this cult favorite product is getting sued. There's a lawsuit claiming that there's all sorts of false claims about ingredients on the label. Here, you're bringing this toxic garbage in. So you had bought all these bars and she cleaned out her cupboard at home and brought us all the food she didn't want and put it in a drawer here. And she was like, you guys, these are snacks for if we're really, really hungry, which is like every day. And she was like, they're really, really good for you. So I legit probably would eat one or two of those a day for months.
And it came out that they had 83% more calories and 400% more fat
400.
Than what was stated on the label.
So they lied. Lied.
Now,
they're
hold
liars.
On. In their defense, the CEO of David Protein Bars says that, hold on, more calories and fat than the nutrition labels is simply wrong. Quote, it rests on a flawed and misleading interpretation of how calories are determined for certain ingredients under U.S. food labeling regulations.
It seems pretty black and white. Like,
it's all open for interpretation.
Well,
I
somebody
guess.
Took these bars to an independent lab and had them tested, and that's the results of that's why we're seeing this lawsuit.
They were
right
like,
now.
There's no way that this has this much protein and this many calories.
Oh.
Man. And they taste so good. They taste like candy bars.
Well, okay.
Well, now you know why.
No, no, no. They don't taste like candy bars.
Okay, but in the world of protein bars.
In the world of, well, I guess I'm going to eat this because it's good for me and it's not totally terrible. Now, had I known what I know now, I would have gone right upstairs and bought a Snickers, which is what I wanted to do in the first place. But instead, you're thinking, man, I'm doing something good for myself.
TJ, can we have a private conversation without Hope hearing us?
Okay. Let's do this.
We're in the cone of silence right now.
Yeah.
Listen. I want to get in on this lawsuit, but do you think we could sue her too? Because she's the one who brought him in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Do you think she's got anything we could take? She's got the condo.
She does have the condo.
What kind of car does she drive? That's a little
about 25 years
old.
I don't know if
you can have the car.
And all she's got is all those used clothes that are sparkly.
You can have those too.
No,
I'll take the condo.
I'm never bringing food for you ever again.
The B Morning Coffee Club. It's like a rodeo.
With fewer cowboy hats. Still got the clowns, though.
92.5 WBEE.
Experience 2026 in a new RV from Myers RV and take advantage of our RV deals. It's Billy Kidd for Myers. Hey, you can find massive savings on all RVs in stock. Travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers. You need a motorhome? They got them. Over 100 brands from all major manufacturers. Since 1967, Myers has been the trusted family-owned dealer, delivering unbeatable service selection and the area's best prices. Now with 15 locations across the Northeast, experience the difference at Myers.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.